infrastructure back off the ground. So if you want your power, if you want the cable back on, all that stuff, stay off the roads. That's going to make it easier for the crews to get out to do their jobs, so you'll get that stuff quicker.
Sooner, absolutely. And for Charlotte County, this just came out. If you want to make a welfare check, and people are wanting to check on neighbors and friends and the elderly, if you want a welfare check on somebody and they have who has no medical concerns,
wow. This is not an easy Monday morning as we get through this aftermath of Irma. What a very interesting hurricane that I've experienced from prior ones, because this one took a long time. It was taking a sweet time to get through here, and that was something that was very different. The last time I experienced a hurricane was Wilma. We had a slew of hurricanes back in 04 hit the Southwest Florida area, which is Charlie, Ivan, I forgot the other one, but we had three of them come through the same area. And all I remember was when Charlie came through directly here, it was very fast. Within 2 hours, landfall made it in the morning. By 11 or 12, it was gone. But it was furious, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't here as long. And the one thing I will always remember about this one in Irma is that it took all day. I mean, literally from Saturday afternoon through Sunday, I would say here in this area, everything was gone by 7 p.m. Took its time, sweet time. And if you watched, for all of us here, when we're personally involved in something like this, I mean, we're watching things every hour. And we're getting messages, we're getting slewed left to right. You know, friends to the north were asking for updates and visuals just to get an idea of what to expect. And I was trying to provide that as much as possible. But overall, personally, everything went well. I was in a building. How ironic was it that I was in the same building 10 years ago or 13 years ago when I was in Charlie's warpath? No issues here. So here I am. Staying in the same place, no problems, had my daughter with me, and it was something with her. And for her, it was very interesting because I think one thing with kids is that they resonate with the energy you give them. And for me, seeing that being calm, there was no worries, there was just a lot of rain and wind, and she was able to see it, was something that for her, I think, I felt very good about, because it was an exposure to a hurricane and the power of it, but not getting hurt or anything along those lines. I think it was a very good lesson for her. And unfortunately for us, the grown-ups, we have to deal with the savage ramifications of it. As I look outside, that's another thing about a hurricane, is that before it hits and after it hits is very beautiful weather, calm, peaceful, but it's the path that it walks by, it's pure destruction. I just got off the phone to submit a claim for my house because the eye of the storm, what it did, it took a detour. It was supposed to go up the coastline, and it said, "No, hold on for a minute. I don't want to go down the coastline. I want to go inland." So it made a direct right sharp turn, and then it followed the highway path, give or take. So it was inland creating the damage. So it wasn't the coast properties or anything. It was all inland. And it was going northbound. So it was sweeping through everything. So most of the people that we know, you know, the regular common folks, we usually live east of the highway and more inland, because obviously in this area, most of the waterland and expensive properties end up being west of 75. Not saying that I don't know people, but for the most part, you had a lot of working class down that way. And it was just crazy just to see it play out. And I was fortunate because I didn't lose any power as well. So unfortunately for many others, I believe in Collier County, I want to say over 195,000 people are without electricity right now. And I did offer a couple friends to come by and be able to use, you know, whatever I have here electricity wise, because I know that's a big deal. But when you're getting these pictures from my friends and from their communities and everything's flooded, it's something to marvel at. It's one thing to see it from the TV, because the one thing about the news is that they do sensationalize things. But when you're having friends, when you're having people you know and showing you the visuals, and I sent out videos of the aftermath, and I didn't put them up on Instagram because I don't want to glorify it. I think people will be doing that enough. And I think it was just more for me to just let my friends know, hey, this is what's been going on here. Get ready. But I would say from all the hurricanes that I've experienced through the course of time, this one was the most direct because the eye of the storm literally went through the area that I lived in, Fort Myers, and in Naples, and it hit friends. And so we're going to have to pick up the pieces from here. We're going to have to see how everything plays out. But it just reminds us. I mean, Harvey, it doesn't, you know, now I knew that in Florida, it wasn't going to break the levees or anything like that. But I would say that overall, everyone that I know has to steer their lives and we're all safe. Just have to deal with the ramifications of it. And that's life here in Florida, unfortunately, is something that we have to deal with. The fear of hurricanes coming through. And it was only a category two. A category two, high-end category two. It was 110 miles an hour, and that's over within the eye of the storm. So category three, I want to say it's 111 and through 130. So it was a high-end category two. Should have been a low-end category three. But the key was that it took its sweet time. And whenever you have something like that, that big, just taking its sweet time through the area, it's not going to leave any good things around. So here we are doing one. Doing a podcast here in a solemn note, you know, even though we had football, even though we have 9/11 today, on a personal note, I mean, we have so many things that we're dealing with. And, you know, overall, we should be happy because, you know, through these disadvantages, through these things that have happened in our life personally or in our countries, it's something that we just need to marvel at the fact that we're still here, that we're still celebrating life. And it's just a reminder of how fragile life is. Is for all of us, and I'm hoping that everyone that experienced this is okay. Just get on the horse and bounce back. It's all material, and I know it's easier said than done, but I think that's what we have to look at it, because we're still here, we're still able to talk about it, we're still able to create new experiences and enjoy the journey of life, as I like to say. So I don't know where we go from here. You know, things like this on a local level, it's kind of a day-to-day thing because you just don't know the totality of how people are impacted. And obviously, I'm imagining the schools are going to be closed. So I don't see myself going to work this week just because the schools are being used as shelters. And it's going to be very interesting to see how that all plays out. And not only that, but then the teachers and staffing, everybody is trying to get their ducks in line to see how things are playing out. But right now we have in many communities, it's a lot of the streets are flooded and people are not able to get out just yet, maybe tomorrow. But it's just a stark reminder, guys, of fragile and how Mother Nature is with all of us, man. At any moment, man, we could be gone. We have to be mindful of that, I should say. And sorry if I don't have all my bearings together. I'm just looking outside here and just seeing the destruction of it all. And I guess for my daughter, this was something that she took in. She was safe. And this is having her first experience. And for anybody that has kids out there that took this experience in, you know, it's one of those things that they understand now. When people talk about hurricanes, now they can say, okay, I know what a hurricane is all about. And for all of us, man, hopefully we survived and we advance and we keep this thing going. But I mean, I'm just a little bit without words, but I wanted to chronicle this because I think it's important for us to look back and for just to be mindful of what can happen at any time. But it was quite fascinating just seeing it. I had a front row seat because where I was living, I was able to take footage and I was able to do these things. I felt like a meteorologist, you know, those people that are out there in the middle of the storm and looking at the camera. I was able to do that and send some stuff out. But at the end, just getting some of the messages that I'm getting from my friends. And I mean, one in particular, I mean, he just had some flooding and he was just getting ahead. And now this thing came through and, you know, you're just going to have many of those stories. But that's life, isn't it? That's life. And we just have to persevere and be stronger than ever. And we will. So as we continue on, this will be, I'm just kind of without words here in the morning. And I'm usually ranting away on these things. But we'll continue on, man. Until next time.